Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Go now to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and live there, for I have commanded a widow there to feed you. So Elijah set out and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the town, a widow was there, gathering sticks. He called to her and said, Bring me a little water in a vessel, so that I may drink. As she was going to bring it, he called her and said, Bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. But she said, As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked, only a handful of meal in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I am now gathering a couple of sticks, so that I may go home and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat of it and die. Elijah said to her, Do not be afraid. Go and do as you have said, but first make me a little cake of it, and bring it to me. And afterwards make something for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, The jar of meal will not be emptied, and the jug of oil will not fail until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth. She went and did as Elijah said, so that she, as well as he and her household, ate for many days. The jar of meal was not emptied, neither did the jug of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. The jar of meal was not emptied, neither did the jug of oil fail. The jar of meal was not emptied, neither did the jug of oil fail. The jar of meal was not emptied, neither did the jug of oil fail. God's provision, God's grace, God's gifts, God's love, God's presence, God's power, God's calling, God's gracious, divine Holy Spirit is never emptied and does not fail. There has been a message that I have preached here now over these 5 years and 2 months. A message that has been repeated again and again and again in many different ways. A message about the means of grace. A message about the instruments of God's favor given to us, instituted by Christ, given to us in Holy Scripture, given to us through the history and tradition of the church, given to us from which we are called to feed and to drink and to be nurtured and empowered for mission and ministry as the body of Christ. A message, a repeated message, a message that can be summed up in this simple passage and in this glorious verse, that the jar of meal was not emptied, and the oil, the jug of oil, never failed. The jar of God's meal for us, God's provision for us, God's food for us, God's sustenance for us, God's real presence for us, in the means of grace, the scriptures, the prayers, the hymns, the fellowship together, the remembrance of baptism, the laying on of hands, the signing of oil, the sacrament of Holy Communion. God's provision is never emptied. God's provision never runs out. God's provision is eternal and will never be emptied. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And the jug of oil, the cleansing, healing, soothing, transforming, life conforming and molding, real presence of the Holy Spirit, the jug of oil is never, ever, ever exhausted, depleted. God's presence, God's Spirit, God's sustenance is unending. We will sometimes get involved in worship and get involved in the excitement of hearing the word proclaimed and celebrating God's presence. And we've gotten into the habit from time to time of when I proclaim, God is good. And all the time, that's the essence, my friends, of that very proclamation. That God is indeed good all the time for us. All the time for us. The jar is not emptied. And the jug never fails, is never played out, is never poured out. The jar of meal was not empty, neither did the jug of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord that he spoke by Elijah. Now, I'm going to tell you something. It would have been easy for the woman to say, are you crazy? In fact, she did. He said, give me some water. And she didn't complain. She was going to get him some water. And he said, oh, by the way, I see you got a little bit of meal there. Fix me something to eat, some cake. Look, you crazy nut. All I've got is this little meal in this little jar. And I'm going to find a couple of sticks to make a fire so that my son and I can eat, and we're still going to die. I look and I see the circumstances in my life, and I see the meager supply that God has for me. There is no way that I and my son can live. What makes you think that I'm going to feed you? And that's the natural response. And that, frankly, was her response initially. You're crazy. I'm dying, my son is dying, and you want us to give what little last bit we've got to you? Elijah's response, I mean, he didn't back off. His response was a simple one. He had heard what God said. Do not be afraid. Go and do as you have said. You know, go and make yourself your meal. Go and make yourself your bread. Go get those sticks and cook that meal like you said you were going to. But first, make me a little cake of it and bring it to me. And afterwards, make something for yourself and your son. Peggy, over these last 5 years, many times, we've looked at the meager supply, the little jar and the little jug. And we've wondered, where will the needs be filled from? Where will the money come from? Where will the people come from? Where will the ability to do what needs to be done come from? How will we pay these bills? How will we get the job done? Peggy, we've asked that question of ourselves many times, haven't we? And the answer has always been the same. We have a little jar and we have a little jug. And God keeps filling them up. Amen. We have a little jar and we have a little jug. And God keeps filling them up. We have a good and powerful and giving God who gives to us what we need and when we need it. Now, it may not be in basic fact. It may not look as like God's timing is good. It looks like he's sometimes very slow. We sometimes wonder, God, where are you? We have a little jar. We have a little jug. This ain't enough. But God knows. And God can and will fill them up again and again and again and again and again and again and again. And again. God has given us miracles. I started making a list of the accomplishments over the last 5 years. And the thing that stood out in every single one was God's miracle provision. God's gifts God's grace and the faith that this body has had to accept and receive and move forward with those gifts and make God's miracles happen. It has been, I was going to say it has been a fun ride. Sometimes it's been a bumpy ride. Amen. Sometimes the curves on the roller coaster have been rather steep. Sometimes it's been jarring. But my friends, through it all, I have been overjoyed by the blessings of the grace of God that I have seen and received from each and every one of you. We have a little jar and we have a little jug. We don't have much to give. But Jesus calls us to give it all. And He will fill it up again. Oh, my brothers and sisters, you have a little jar and you have a little jug. And it has been my joy to partake of the bounty of God's grace through you and to celebrate in His presence again and again with you the glorious miracles He works. And I trust God and I trust you. I have true hope in God and I have hope in you. That God will continue to work miracles in your presence. Your little jar and your little jug will be refilled again and again and again. I have no doubt of that, my friends. God's grace will never end. And your little jar and your little jug will be refilled by God's glorious love. By God's grace. My parting words, my friends, are simple. Partake of the means of grace. Don't cease to be part of this body, but worship and celebrate. Eat and drink at the table. Drink in the words of God through the Scripture. Listen and celebrate and partake of the words of God preached and taught. Partake of the Word of God, the presence of God, the real presence of Jesus in prayer and in the singing of hymns. Take hold of the instruments of grace and share them with every person you meet. Give thanks and praise to God that we have this grace poured out to us in these many mysterious means and share them with others. Thank you for being my family here, for being a family to my mother and myself and my father. Thank you for being a loving family. A family that sometimes I felt like a dad having to say, okay, everybody out of the pool. And sometimes I had the joy of putting my arms around you and sometimes crying, but often rejoicing with you. Thank you for accepting me into your home, into your life. I know I'm not normal. Amen. I'm Abby normal. Amen, amen they say. Amen. Thank you indeed. I know I'm Abby normal, but if I'm abnormal, my friends, I'm abnormal for Jesus.
Amen.
If I'm a fanatic, my friends, I'm a fanatic for Jesus.
Amen.
If I'm crazy, I'm crazy for Jesus.
Amen.
May we all be like Elijah, like the woman, crazy for Jesus, ready and willing to recognize by faith that while we have a little jar and we have a little jug, God, in His glorious grace, is going to refill it again and again with what we need to live eternally. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church of Sigelville, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 101 South Kaufman Street, Sigelville, Texas, 75159. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.